Marketers are always asking themselves how their product is performing. They want to know if it meets customers' expectations and, if not, what needs changing and by how much. Moreover, they want to know what people would pay for any improvements. Conjoin is one means by which these questions can be answered. However, Conjoin is a statistician's tool. It needs specialist software to set it up and analyse the data. It needs sufficiently large sample sizes if the results are to be believed. And I'm thinking here of 100 interviews as a minimum and more if possible. Simalto is another trade-off model that enables marketers to work out what people value and where they would like to see improvements. The name is an acronym for Simultaneous Multi-Attribute Level Trade-off. This rather lengthy title describes how the tool works. Respondents are asked to look at a list of different attributes and rank them in order of importance. In this way, they are simultaneously trading off a number of attributes that will influence their buying decision. Each of the attributes has different levels. Let's imagine that one of the attributes people want is face-to-face visits from a salesperson. The different levels of this attribute could be: we never receive a visit from a salesperson, we receive an annual sales visit, we receive a quarterly sales visit, we receive a monthly sales visit. And the levels can be varied to suit the subject of study. Respondents indicate the level of service they receive at the present, and in the following questions, they say what level of service they would like to receive. Finally, they're given a number of points to spend across all the levels to indicate what they would like to be improved. This is the multi-level attribute trade-off in the Simalto title. The Simalto tool works through a grid which shows the attributes that are being addressed. The attributes are listed, and they are those that are thought to be considered important when choosing something like a power tool. Each attribute has different levels of performance, moving from very basic levels at the left through to higher performance levels at the right. Respondents answer questions about what they receive at the present and what they would like to receive. The Simalto tool can be used with a much smaller sample size than is required for Conjoin. In theory, a sample of just one respondent is possible with Simalto. The single respondent could complete the grid and the analyst could see what they're receiving now, what they would like to receive, and where they would like improvements to take place. This could be used as a discussion point in a depth interview. In practice, sample sizes are selected that cover a cross-section of different types of customers so that, in the analysis, it's possible to group respondents together with similar priorities and needs, and in this way, the Simalto results can be used to discover different segments. The point spend question provides a utility value showing people's unmet needs and how much they're prepared to spend to justify them. The point spend can be converted to a dollar or a sterling value as a guide to pricing. Let's have a look at the model in action. A manufacturer of power tools wanted to know which features to focus on in the next generation of products that were being developed. Simalto questionnaires must be completed online because respondents need to be able to view all the attributes at once in order to decide their rank of importance. They then need to see the different levels of each attribute so they can say what they receive at the present and what they would like to receive. And finally, they need to be able to review their selections in order to allocate points which indicate where they would like improvements. And these questions cannot be easily answered on the telephone. The target audience for the research were hands-on users of power tools. These people work on building sites. When they go home at night, they do not spend much time on their computers, and it's a difficult audience to research, and a substantial incentive was required to persuade people to complete the online survey. A total of 100 completed questionnaires were received and analysed, and the results showed that the physical weight of the tool was important and should be an area of focus for research and development. A lightweight tool would be valued because it would improve productivity. The attribute that would have the greatest appeal in a new tool was a longer battery life. Tradespeople want a tool that will perform for the whole working day. If the tool lets them down, it's not just inconvenient, it's very costly, and the research showed that a high price would be paid for a battery life of 8 hours per day. Respondents were asked how much they would pay for the ideal tool as chosen from the Simalto trade-off. And the high price that was given was a reassuring figure that justified the investment of the R&D team in developing the improvements. So a couple of things to think about on Simalto. Simalto is worth considering by business to business marketers who face small samples and cannot carry out a large conjoint survey. It's a useful tool for establishing unmet needs and which of these are most valued. The Simalto tool can also be used to find out what improvements employees would like in working practices. When developing a Simalto grid, think like a respondent. What words would they use? Use the customer's vernacular to describe the different levels of the offer.